Boom 99.7. It's the Boom Breakfast with Tim and Colleen. Good morning. It's Santana, and we're live from Ronald McDonald House for 50-50 lottery ticket awareness. We need everybody. We need everybody to buy their tickets for Ronald McDonald House 50-50 draw because thanks to Colleen's efforts, like 10 minutes ago, we've now breached the $18,000 jackpot
amount.
We
did it!
You're leaving.
Yes! That means, I'm going to stick around all day now. I'm going to keep singing Bottle of Beer on the Wall until we get to $19,000.
Yeah.
I love watching it grow. Thank you, everyone, this morning for your generosity. You've still got plenty of time to donate to the 50-50 drop.
Yes, the click-through link to buy tickets is at boom997.com. The voice that you're hearing is Colleen's and Stephanie, who works here at Ronald McDonald House on the CHEO campus. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for brewing the lovely coffee this morning.
Oh, yes.
I've done it twice, and I hope it tastes good.
It's delicious.
It's fantastic. And we wanted to talk to you about all the special kids that are here in the house, in particular Robert, who is 6 years old, and he's going through cancer treatment right now.
Yep. He, the family has been here for a couple of months, and they're actually just in the kitchen right now making some bacon. Hello.
Robert's having his bacon. I love it. Sorry, keep going.
Oh, no, that's okay.
There's significance to bacon, isn't there?
There is. It's a wonderful smell, and everyone loves it. My job here is to, I'm on the communications team, and I get to share people's stories. So Robert actually had a really special moment earlier this week. He hasn't been feeling well for a few weeks, but I would say last week he really started to come out and talk to the staff and expressed an interest in wanting to play a video game.
Ooh.
And it was one we actually didn't have at the house. And our wonderful team here at the house has money set aside for things like that, gifts for the kids, things that'll brighten their day. So our girl Brianne went on Amazon, purchased the video game, and Robert played it. And anyone who was in the house that day saw Robert's huge smile.
Oh, great.
Honestly, and I'm also a mom, and when I saw Kim, Robert's mom, watching on as Robert was having probably one of the best days he might have had in a long time, and the pride of a mom, and knowing what it means to be in this house when you get to see these little magic moments that are part of a very hard, long journey. Oh my gosh, there was tears. I might cry now.
Yeah. And that's where your money's going to
when you
support Ronald McDonald House. The fact that you could go on Amazon, get Robert his favorite video game.
Yes.
It's those smiles. It's those moments, and they help with a healing journey, right?
Yes. And as I was down here, I was talking to the moms and found out that a few nights ago that all of the kids got together and had a paint night here at these kitchen tables. So the moms were off to the side. Grace, Robert, and Kaylee were all doing painting, so it was another way that being here at the house, you make friends, you talk to other kids that are going through the same thing, and I think it's a moment, I would say, for the parents where you can take a breath and feel like, oh, my kids are doing something normal, and oh, I'm talking to this other mom and having a cup of coffee, and you're not so alone.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's never a shortage of stories. I could keep going.
No, it's great. And the click-through link to buy tickets and support Ronald McDonald House and all these wonderful, powerful moments is at boom997.com to get your 50-50 ticket. As we had mentioned earlier, the jackpot now just over $18,000. Thank you to everyone that's been buying tickets. The more tickets you buy, the cheaper those tickets individually become. And the grand prize draw is coming up in a little less than 3 weeks' time from now.
It is. The countdown's on.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it's funny when you talk about the painting night, Steph, there's three families that, you know, whether it was 6 months ago or a year ago, that probably never would have thought that they mm-hmm. would be sitting at tables at Ronald McDonald House with kids taking a moment to kind of drop their shoulders and have some fun and paint.
Yeah, and I think that these families become sort of family with each other, but also the volunteers and the staff. And we're so fortunate that they want to open up and share the stories. I mean, a lot of it happens in the evening when a mm-hmm. lot of the volunteers have gone home or the staff has gone home. So I can't say enough about what it means to share the house with the families. And we're very lucky to be here.
You know what? I think that you're an incredible person because I'm seeing moms and dads come down, and when they see your face, they light up. So look what you do for these families and these kids. Now I'm going to start crying.
I
think
cried
it's
a
incredible
lot.
What you do. Yeah, really.
Yeah, I love to chat as a mom. I love to chat as a mom who needed the house years ago, and now I'm here to support them. And it's an honor, and it's an honor to be able to share Kim your story and Robert and see his little smile and hope the bacon tastes good.
Yeah, I can smell that bacon, Robert.
We did see Robert. Is he back playing the video game this now, or is he eating his bacon right now? He's somewhere. He's doing both. Oh, he's doing both. Of course he's doing both.
Amazing. You can walk around in your pajamas, eat bacon in the family room.
Yeah. Like home. It's like home.
It's home.
It's home. There we have it. The click-through link again to buy tickets for our 50-50 draw is up at boom997.com. Stephanie, thanks for taking the time to chat with us this morning.
Thank you.
The Boom Breakfast with Tim and Colleen. Good morning. 70s, 80s, 90s, Boom 99.7.